about compared to the others? How big are they?
Well, cabbage will vary in sizes. A heap, some of them will grow up to 10 inches in diameter. 7 and 8 long that way, and then you get small heads, 3 or 4 inches, something like that, in diameter. Now, when I was growing up, they was a cabbage. I haven't seen any in years. They called the flat Dutch cabbage. They would be flat enough to set a bowl of water on top of them, and they would grow nothing for them to grow 12 inches across. Red, big cabbage.
Wonder what happened to them?
I don't know. When I was a boy, we had some at home long then. We'd plant them. Plant the seed. That's the way we got started with them. And they'd be plumb flat. They didn't go round and over on top. They grew up maybe 12 inches above the ground, 12 or 14. But the top of that old big hard-headed cabbage would be just as flat. Call them flat Dutch. We got to started them from a nursery in Pennsylvania where we got the seed.
Maybe it's just an unusual Chris County, and
I don't know whether you could still get that kind of cabbage or not.
I've never heard tell of that kind of cabbage before.
Well, it was a flat Dutch, cause we ordered the seed and several other kind of vegetables from that nursery in Pennsylvania. We got them to try.
If you had a big cabbage here and a small cabbage here, you'd say about these big ones. These, compare the two sizes.
Well, I reckon you'd say these is the bigger and nicer cabbage, better.
I'm gonna change the
subject. Eat better.
I'm gonna change the subject for a minute and go back to last night. You know the old house that you grew up in. Mm-hmm. Did that kind of house have a name? Was it called any particular kind of house? Was the hall all the way through it like that?
Well, you know, that was sort of built on a colonial style. It had porch columns out there, but they were small. It didn't have them big two-story columns. That's a real colonial style. There's some of them around town here. I reckon that house, one I grew up in, was the English type, you'd call it, house. Anyhow, it was the latest thing in building, because the house was built in 1910. But now the house before that one, the one we lived in when I was little, was a log house.
Oh, well, maybe we ought to put down a drawing of that log house.
And,
you remember it?
Yeah.
You want to do that right now?
I was 5 or 6 years old when we built that house. I mean, when we moved out of it. Well, just draw a square there, and
okay.
There was two shed rooms on the back,
okay,
like that, on each corner, and one on the front. Just over to one corner, one on the front.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
These were shed rooms?
Yeah, that was shed rooms. And then
where the animals were.